Hello, Jake. How are you?
Fine to talk to you. We've had a little trouble getting through to Germany, but finally glad that we could make it.
I guess the lines were kind of busy, huh?
I imagine so, and I would imagine they've got you kind of busy these days, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're getting ready for a big inspection, you know. Annual inspection, so been working pretty hard for that.
Elvis, so many of us here are interested in your activities, and I think probably the big question on most people's minds these days are... when and if, and everything goes right, you're out in February, what will be your plans?
Well, as you know, I have a contract with ABC.
Uh-huh, the ABC Television Network.
Yeah, true. But for some television, I don't know exactly where we will be. And then I have the three domain, one for Mr. Wallace, and then the other two for 20th Century Fox.
Those are three motion pictures.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, Elvis, I've got some good news. I imagine by now they've passed the word along to you with the latest RCA Victor recording out, The Hunk of Love and My Wish Came True. You got yourself another gold record to add to the collection.
Oh, that's great, Dave. That's really nice. I was so surprised to hear it, really.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to show it to the folks here on American Bandstand, and then I'll forward it down to Colonel Tom Parker, and he can save it for you when you come back.
Okay, that'll be fine.
Elvis, do you have any idea of how many gold records you have now in your collection?
To my knowledge, Dick, this one will make 31, I think.
Boy, that is a fantastic record. There's no getting away from it.
I asked my dad to go down and recount them to make sure.
All right. We'll get the latest count then.
Yeah.
Elvis, one more question that might interest the gals in this country. I know probably you don't have too much time to yourself, but when you go out amongst the German people, what is the thing that strikes you as most interesting? Are they very different than the people back home?
No. The difference is naturally the language barrier there. It's kind of hard to talk to most of them, especially the older ones, because a lot of them don't speak English at all, and I don't speak any German, you know.
How do you find the reaction of young people toward you, mainly the girls? Do they know who you are and so forth?
Well, it's kind of a hard question.
That's a real difficult question. It's a leading question, Elvis, because I know, of course, as I guess everybody else does, that they go pretty crazy for you. Do you get along well with them?
Yeah, I get along real well. Every day when I finish work and I come in, well, there's always a lot of people at the gate. They come all over Germany, you know.
Uh-huh.
And they bring their families, especially on weekends. I have a lot of visitors here from all over Germany, all over Europe, in fact. They come here, you know, bring pictures and take pictures and everything.
Must be a fairly exciting thing that's happened.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of exciting trying to keep up with that life, plus the Army life, too, you know.
I imagine. You're kind of a man torn between two careers here, and both of which are very, very important. Elvis, I did want to thank you very much for calling on this day. As you probably know, this is our special anniversary day.
Oh, well, congratulations.
And
many
thanks, and we all look forward to your return.
Oh, thank you very much. You don't know how I'm looking forward to my return.
Elvis, again, thank you for calling, and bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Dave.